An accused Nazi guard has been deported to Germany. This comes after many years of work by the U.S. government to investigate him and then to find a country to take him. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
When Yakov Polly came to the U.S. in 1949, he said he spent the years of World War II working on farms and at a factory. For decades, he lived a quiet life in New York. Then, in 1990, a group of American historians traveled to Prague to look at a trove of documents. They were working for the Office of Special Investigations, or OSI, trying to track down Nazis hiding in the United States. They found typewritten lists of names of Nazi guards. Peter Black was one of those historians.
And on all three sets of the rosters, Yakov Polly's name appears.
The OSI spent more than a decade building a case against Polly. Polly admitted that he'd been trained at the Trawniki camp in Poland, his home country. The camp provided manpower for a Nazi program to kill the 2 million Jews in occupied Poland and steal their property. But the documents didn't say what he did after his training, and Polly wouldn't answer questions. So Black and his fellow historians used documents and testimony to prove that Trawniki men were assigned to guard a neighboring forced labor camp as part of their training.
And had received orders to shoot anyone who was trying to escape.
Eli Rosenbaum used to be the director of OSI. Now he works in human rights at the Department of Justice. He says Trawniki guards like Polly kept Jewish prisoners in captivity.
In the end, on November 3, 1943, in an all-day shooting spree, men, women, and children, up to 6,000 of them were murdered.
A judge ordered Polly deported in 2004, but the United States couldn't find a country to take him in. Rosenbaum says that has been a common problem after the Department of Justice finds Nazi perpetrators.
In 9 of those cases, European governments refused to readmit, and they died here.
Polly kept living in Queens, in a 2-story brick house, but his life wasn't so quiet anymore. Year after year, protesters came to his house.
Your neighbor is a Nazi.
Your neighbor is a Nazi.
That's from video the Jerusalem Post published last year. In 2003, Polly spoke to the New York Times about his case. He scoffed at the idea of deportation. What country is going to take an 80-year-old man in poor health, he asked. Now, Polly is 95. He landed in Dusseldorf this morning. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.